those prisoners, do they run off on Onchan Kanagamo? Does he, I was wondering how the prisoners affect Onchan Kanagamo. Is he more, I don't know, aggressive or anything?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, he is who he is. But he's had this incredible commitment. So he's a really straight arrow. And he's had this incredible commitment to practice and to living his monastic life and living a Buddhist life. So he has an incredible commitment to helping other people. I mean, he actually is the person who set up the whole network of prison chaplains in Britain. And so he was really the first person to put energy into that and create a network. He has a extreme commitment to setting an example and encouraging others.
Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. No, he's really an example for so many people. And I think the prisoners relate to him very comfortably. And he empathizes with people who are kind of outside the cultural system. And prisoners can and say their bullshit detectors are very high. So some do-gooder coming in wanting to minister to them could just be eaten alive. Now, prisoners really, it's an interesting paradox because it requires an incredible amount of honesty to work with prisoners and within the prison system. And if they detect any kind of condescension or separation, they're not going to respond.
He wrote this in his book that once a year when I'm in Thailand, it's very nice not to have to carry anything for myself. It's jolly nice to be fussed over. You know, I admit, I quite enjoy it. It doesn't happen when I get back, I can tell you. Although Ajahn Mahapo is very caring and has been absolutely brilliant to me in the 10 years he's been with me. But apart from that, when I go to the prisons, I don't get any special treatment. I have to carry my own stuff and put up with people shouting at me, sometimes rude, sometimes witty. In any way, I welcome it. Life is a bit more difficult, but it's all right because it keeps me sharp. I don't want to get flabby.